Don't beat up on real estate agents because every one of them can be your bird dog to find you deals. Wouldn't you want them to bring you a deal before it hits a computer or hits the MLS? Yes, I had a ton of them doing that for me.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Well, hello there. Mike Butler here again. And on today's episode of System Saturdays, we're going to talk about, and I'm going to share with you, the must-have systems for your real estate business. And this is just the basics. We're not going to have anywhere near the time to do a deep dive into each one of these, but I just want these to bounce these off your noggin so that you realize you got to have those. And I might share some of the things of how I found out the hard way. So these are the must-have systems, just the basics. And here we go. So number one, you got to have a marketing and lead generation system. And what do I mean by that is, wouldn't life be so much easier if you could figure out how to drive motivated sellers to you? Well, that's an effective marketing and lead generation machine, and you don't have to spend an arm and a leg on it. You don't have to go out and buy a bunch of lists and all, okay? It can begin with your business card. Next up, you got to have office operations. So the magic in getting wealthy in real estate is buy and hold. So you have to have office operations that are simple, efficient, effective, legal, and compliant with all the goofy laws out there. So you got to have an effective office operations. Okay, that's number two. Number three, you got to have a bookkeeping and accounting system. Now, I see too many investors, too many times, they get out there and they rock and roll and they hire some bookkeeper who doesn't understand real estate investing, and they're not able to keep their finger on the pulse of their business as far as cash flow goes month in and month out. And if you don't have, that's one of the fatal mistakes of investors that I see. One of the top three is not knowing your cash flow. So bookkeeping and accounting is paramount. Okay. The next one for your must-have systems, the basics, is education. Now, you might not think of that as a system, but I want you to put that into your budget every year. I do. And so it is, we must stay on top of, think about all the new laws, the rules, federal, state, local, landlord-tenant laws, fair housing laws, RESPA stuff, just all kinds of things, taxes. Just look at all the updates and stuff that's gone on recently with the IRS tax code. So you need to be on top of all that stuff and make education. I'm not saying be an expert, but you don't want to get blindsided by that, because they're talking about right now, capital gains just shooting up through the roof, okay? Just a couple of years ago, I think before December 2017, capital gains was 12%. I've heard rumors. I'm not seeing it in writing or anything, but there are some proposals out there that are getting thrown around for 57% taxes on capital gains. I hope I'm wrong, but we've got to make ourselves aware that education is one of the things that you must have as a sharp real estate investor. The other one is your team. You must have a team of experts. Now, you're going to cringe when you hear a couple of these, because you're going to say, no, I ain't going to do that. All right. So think about this. What we do, what me and you do, as real estate investors is very unique and different from so many other businesses, whether it's a plumber, an attorney's office, a doctor, a floral shop, a plumber. Okay. So it's a really, really different animal. In fact, it's so different that the IRS has set up one special form just for rental property called Schedule E. So here's your team of experts. Don't get your ex-wife's cousin's brother, first niece, or whatever it is you hear some goofy commercials about. You need to get a real estate investing expert attorney, and preferably an attorney who has investment property, because he'll be on the same page with you. Do your CPA the same way. Get a CPA who has investment property. Stay clear of the ones that don't have that. I've also got a special report, the 7 must ask questions before you hire a real estate attorney or CPA. So another real estate investing expert you need to have on your team is the real estate agent. And I see so many times where real estate investors, including those who are real estate agents, they'll want to beat up on the real estate agent at the closing table and try to get them to knock their commission down. Man, that's just like shooting yourself in the foot. And why is that? What's that real estate agent going to think of you? Yeah, you're not going to be at top of their pecking order. No. They're going to hate your guts. So when a real estate agent brings you, well, let me say this. So when you buy a property that's listed with another real estate agent, and if you find that yourself, okay, if you're licensed, go ahead and take the commission. If you're not licensed, you don't have a choice. They get the commission. But if you're licensed, you can tell this real estate agent, say, hey, if you'd have brought me that deal, I'd let you have both sides of the commission. Wow. So don't beat up on real estate agents, because every one of them can be your bird dog to find you deals. Wouldn't you want them to bring you a deal before it hits a computer or hits the MLS? Yes, I had a ton of them doing that for me. So, but you got to make them feel valuable and send them a little goodie bag or something if they bring you a deal. So real estate agents need to be part of your team of experts. And lastly, this is the one where a lot of folks will get, they'll scratch your head on this and want to argue with me. Your insurance agent. Yeah, we see the commercials, help us find somebody to sue if you're in a car wreck or you get injured and all this and that. You know, attorneys want to make a big deal out of everything, drag it out so they can make all the money on the fees. But insurance agent, I want you to screen interview before you select an insurance agent. Not your buddy, not some friend at church, not this and that. Okay, this is going to be your business, your most of us are doing this for our own pension so we can have financial freedom sometime very soon. So do your homework. Interview the insurance agent. Write down a list of questions about the exposures that you might have. For example, here's one. And I asked my current insurance agent that I have today back when me and Tammy were interviewing him around 2001. Okay, 2001, 2002. So think about this. Everybody and their brother's wholesaling now, right? So you find a house, okay, and I'm just going to try to make it simple, caveman story, Fred Flintstone here. So you find a house for sale, you contact owner, and you put a deal together, okay? So now you put a deal together, and you offer them this amount of money. They agree to take that. You give them a little earnest money. They sign your proposal. They sign your offer. So now you got a legally binding contract. And then you call up your buddy or put it out there. Hey, I just want to do this. I want to assign this thing. And so you call up a buddy or another investor, or you put an ad out on Facebook or Bookface, whatever it is and stuff, and say, hey, I'll sell this house for, let's say you got it under contract for $100,000 and it's in a neighborhood of $180,000 homes, and you want to pick up a quick $5,000. You advertise it for, hey, $105,000, you can have this. Okay. So what if some folks go over there? Okay, because you contacted them or they contacted you, they go over there and the third step on the steps going down to the basement is missing and they fall through that thing and break a leg or a hip or something. They get injured pretty bad. Does your insurance that you have right now cover that? That's interesting. You don't own it? You don't have insurance on it? That's a good question for an insurance agent. You know what my insurance agent said when I interviewed him? He says, I don't know. That's a good question. So he wrote it down. I would much rather them say, I don't know. Let me find out. So what I ended up doing is getting a business policy. So your insurance agent needs to be part of your team and not viewed as an enemy. The last thing you want to do is file a bunch of claims. That's horrible. It's like getting a whole bunch of DUIs. Don't do that. Okay. And so stay in touch with them. And I'd also do this to better protect yourself. Always recommend that tenants get their renter's insurance from your insurance agent. Now, that helps you out a whole bunch, and we'll get into another class, another session on that. So then we got three more. Okay, and these three are pretty important here. We've got number one is privacy. You want to have a good system for privacy, which we have. And because one of the biggest things, I mean, everybody out there in the world now, including family members, neighbors, fellow investors, coworkers, people at church, they want to find out what you own. Okay. And if an attorney or somebody could just sit there on their computer and bang up and say, oh, look at here, this fellow's got 23 properties. That's not good. So the goal is with privacy to control everything and own nothing. That's what Al Capone did, okay? And that's where I'm at today. And that's everything for real estate, vehicles, bank accounts, loans that you make when you loan money, just everything across the board. So privacy is huge. Your next system is asset protection. So it's one thing to acquire some wealth. It's another challenge to be able to hang on to it, not let people steal it. So many people want to steal what you got. Okay, so asset protection becomes very, very important as you're growing your business. So stay in tune with that. We've got that figured out. And lastly, tax strategies. So we all know, we hear it on the news almost every night about how everything's going up. Hyperinflation, you got taxes are going up. They promised that they're going to go up. So you got to have tax strategies in place and good ones, okay? And so tax strategies, in my opinion, falls right in line with that education stuff. It never stops. So we can make some adjustments. So those are some things that you got to have in place. And then the ultimate and the one that I love the best are the self-directed Roth IRA and the self-directed health savings account. And so those are the things you need to have for yourself, your spouse, your kids, your mom, your dad, your brothers, your sisters, your grandkids, all across the board. I bumped my gums too much on this one, so let's shut this puppy down. And this one is on System Saturdays, your must-have systems, just the basics. And then we'll break these things down as we move forward in these episodes. And thank you for attending. I can't wait to hear your success stories. Adios. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.